Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very big football hour as we're going to get into the Big Ten overs. That's a win. That's a loss. And, of course, we'll keep our eyes on the baseball. Actually, I was just looking, Joe. The baseball slate for Friday is very extensive.
Juicy.
Very juicy. So we'll have to take a look at that as well. We got the golf. Everything's happening. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for it, two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. It's here, finally. This is it. There's no turning back. Football is back in a big way. Yes, it is. 1 week away from college. 1 week away. 9 days. A week and 2 days, actually.
A week and 2 days. Not even.
No?
You're ready to go.
I am ready to go. I'm amped up. I'm excited. Get me out of the doldrums of summer. I need it.
Get you out of the doldrums of summer. 2-2 Twins and the Rangers in the bottom of the third. Jung is up again. Not with the bases loaded this time. Only one on. We'll see what he can do here. Actually, he got a double in the gap, a base hit to the right center field. So
did he?
Yeah, they keep the train moving a little bit. He didn't get the second. First and third, two outs now for him. Meanwhile, it's a final in Baltimore, 5-1 Orioles.
Jeez.
So dead under. I'm sorry,
dead
Joe.
Dead under.
Very
no
sorry.
Shot. Yeah, no shot. That's it. You know.
No shot. You saying you had no shot?
No shot. And, you know, okay. With the football, no shot either. Got no shot. That's it. No shot.
I wouldn't say you got no shot.
Oh, now all of a sudden, yeah, you're Mr.
Optimist. Oh, that football game? Yeah, you got no shot. That you got no shot in.
Okay. No shot.
I apologize. Let's get to what really matters, Joe. College football. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you
ready? You've been waiting. I've been keeping this under wraps for you. I've been holding it back. We've been busy, you know, taters, overs, golf, all this stuff.
Golf, this, that, yep.
And now it's time. I looked at my calendar and I said, yeah, we've probably neglected this a little bit. And we need to, but that's okay, because now we'll just spend more time on it each night. Before they actually get kicked off and ready to go. Every year we usually go through as many teams as we possibly can, look at their schedule, look at their win total, and see what we have. And you have decided that the Big Ten is where we have to start.
Absolutely.
That's what you've decided. That was your decision.
Well, just because everybody knows I'm an SEC guy, so I don't want to be a homer. We start with the Big Ten. I try to, you know, even it out. With the runs. Give them a block.
Yeah. Well, listen. Here's the one thing that if we're going to do this, we got to focus on this. We can't.
I am focused on the college. Stop. I'm watching the game.
You know, you're in on that dopey NFL preseason game, which.
I know. The stuff I bet on is dopey. The stuff that you bet on is you know, important, and that's it.
I didn't say that, but...
Now,
but
Mr. Wheel walked into the building.
I'm not Wheel for anything.
No. Mr. Wheel, here he is.
Not me.
You. Come on, Greer.
I mean, you want to talk about Greer, or do you want to do the Big Ten win totals?
I'm waiting for you. I can't watch.
Come on, Greer. I'm trying to get it all going. Come on, Greer. Come on. The game is a dead under. It's over.
You know.
All right?
You know.
They get to 30, you can get excited again. All right?
It's not right, Corbin.
They got to get to 30. Are they in the fourth quarter yet?
No, now they're in the fourth quarter, 10-3.
Okay, still 10-3. Again, 10-3. I'm tired. You know, you're banging your head against the wall with that game.
Just let's go. Let's start.
All right, I'm going to start at the top. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
The unquestioned favorite. Well, I guess not unquestioned. I guess Oregon would also be favored. But in terms of win totals, Ohio State, mm-hmm. who I mentioned to you before, Will Howard will be the starter. They are clocking in, Joe, mm-hmm. at as high as you can go, 10.5.
Yep.
Which basically means it's very simple. Do you think they'll lose more than one game? That's
yes.
kind of where you go when you see a 10.5 number. And the under's plus 120, Joe. So if you think you're going to lose two games, you can get it. Now, looking at their schedule...
I mean,
I'm going to guess.
City, first
well,
four,
yeah,
five,
but I mean. I'm going to guess you obviously you have to get the loss at Oregon to get this, right? I mean, you got to lose that game at Oregon.
Yes, and I.
And
think
what's the other game?
The Michigan game.
You think they're going to lose at home to Michigan again?
Carver, I am not sold on Will Howard. I know people rave about him. I've watched him multiple times at Kansas State and Manhattan. It's a different animal. We're not talking, Will Howard is not C.J. Stroud or Justin Fields, all right? And Kyle McCord wasn't like, you know, the best quarterback in the nation last year, okay? That actually, one of the best quarterbacks in the nation plays for Oregon in Dylan Gabriel. And that's why I think, you know, first of all, Dan Lanning, I think, is a great coach. That October 12th game will be a telltale sign of where they stand. I think they lose that game. You know, there are three games. They get a bye after Oregon and have to play Nebraska and then Penn State in back-to-back weeks. So they play Nebraska at home and then at Penn State. Penn State, we know, is gutless, and I can never back Drew Aller in a big spot. But you never could say never. But I think the two losses that I have are Oregon and Michigan. Because even if Michigan is 8-3 heading into that game, they'll run it at will. They'll force that. You want to beat us, you stop the run. And as long as Donovan Edwards is healthy, I'm selling them. I'm not sold. Do they make the playoff? I think, yes, they do, but I don't think they're the top seed. Come on, Greer. Wide open. Catch that ball.
Greer. Still
Come
on, Greer.
Tempo. Can we get some tempo? Can we get some tempo? What do you think? I just broke it down for you. And can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
You know, they do get Quinshon Judkins, and they have Travion Henderson. Offensive line was a little bit of a concern. They only averaged 138 yards on the ground per game last year. They were up in the area of about 170, 180 the first 2 years when Ryan Day took over. So there's a slow regression in regards to the offensive line. That's a concern.
Well, as I usually say to you every year, I don't – really want to get involved with numbers like 10.5.
What?
Because it's just not fun for me. It just isn't. Like,
here we go.
No, I'm going to say
with
is
the big dog, though. We got to get involved.
No, well, because we have to get everybody in. But what I'm saying is if I'm going to bet Ohio State to lose two games, I'll just go after them in those games. You know, I just They're gonna win all these. I like, you know me. I prefer that 6 to 9 range. Like that's where you have a lot of
fun and you know that. Yeah, those are the value plays. They're 50.5 point favorites against Akron.
Yeah, it's just they're gonna win 11 games, I think. I think the question is, are they going to win 12? And that's the Oregon game. I think they'll beat everybody else, including Penn State. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. 2-2 still, Twins Rangers, bottom four. Still 10-3, Joe?
Yeah, no, 10-6.
Oh, 10-6. Who's kicking field goals in the fourth in that game, really?
Sirianni.
I mean, honestly. 13-3, the Phillies are about to wrap up the Nationals. All right, so Oregon also is 10.5, Joe, on the win total board.
Okay.
So it's kind of a similar situation. Ohio State's the game. If you think they're going to beat Ohio State, you probably edge to the over. If you think they're going to lose to Ohio State, maybe you edge to the under. Although I will say, who else could they lose to on this schedule? Because I mean, they go to Michigan. I think Michigan's a very big unknown as of right now, Joe. I don't know. They lost so much from last year.
Okay, but you have Ohio State beating Michigan. You don't have Oregon beating Michigan. I mean, here's the thing. There's a bunch of attrition.
I think Oregon will beat Michigan. I think Oregon will beat Michigan.
Because they have Jack Tuttle and Alex Orji battling it out at quarterback. You got to believe Dylan Gabriel. Jack Tuttle transferred from Indiana. He's been in the program 2 years. All right, forget it. I'm not going to do this. Bash the over. Can I get a fumble on the kickoff? Could he run it back? Give him a block! Give him a block! We got life! We got life, Carver. We got life.
Okay,
you're
good.
Never in doubt.
How much time's left in the game?
12:52.
All right. Big fourth quarter. Let it
Big
fly.
Big fourth quarter. I tell you, this guy's gutless, though, too. He's trying to make the team. He's parted like the Red Sea. And this guy can't hit a home run. Like, really, what are you doing, man? They had the kicker block this guy. It's like got a piano on his back.
So you don't think there's anybody else? I mean, honestly, is there anyone else on this Oregon schedule you'd be scared of?
Well, here's the thing.
Civil
they play
War,
Boise State.
Splashing around
I'm not
in
high
Corvallis.
On Boise State. No, I mean, but they have to go to UCLA. They have to go to Michigan, and they have to go to Wisconsin.
Yeah, so, I just don't think any of those teams are on their
level. I tell you what, I'm selling Ohio State under the 10.5. I'm buying Oregon over the 10.5. I think they'll be 11 or 12-0.
Right. Let's do a couple fun ones. These ones aren't.
Here we go. I'm starting at the top. You built up the whole show and
yeah, 10.5 is like, hey, come on.
Well, then why'd you start with the two big ones?
To get them out of the way, honestly. To get them out of the way is what I did.
We can't even talk about them. We can't. The first. Whatever. God. We talk about
Scheffler all the time. I've basically cut the golf out of our show. I mean, it's barely even in there anymore.
Oh, here we go.
It gets a mention here or there.
I know. You're crazy. Here we go. Playing the victim all
we
the
cut
time.
Cut the golf yeah, out. All right. Let's get a couple of teams playing in the Big Ten that have a little teeth here. There can actually be some discussion. Okay. Because if you're going to play Ohio State or Oregon, you're playing them to win the national championship.
Ken, who are you going to? Penn State?
Let's do some fun ones. Let's start with Big Brett and Champaign. Let's go with that. Nice 5.5 for them, plus 104 to the over.
I got
to
pull up
minus 128 to the under.
I got to pull up the schedule for Brett.
I got it here.
I got it, too. All right, go ahead.
They are home for Eastern Illinois.
Yeah, God. Your Kansas.
Home for Kansas.
They lost to them last year by 11. Oh, look at these road games. At Lincoln, at Happy Valley, at Oregon. Come on, at Rutgers. Keep chopping. Sal. Yeah. Luke Altmaier sucks too. The former Ole Miss Reb.
Three. This is an under, Joe.
That's what I got here. Let me see. They could lose.
This is, you know, and you know what happens if he goes under this year? He's probably going to get chopped.
Who are you going to get at Champaign?
I don't disagree with you, but you know how the world works. I don't disagree with you. Who are you going to get better than him at that place? But I think that he'll get chopped if they go under 5.5 this year.
I mean, they have Barry Lunny, the former Hog, as OC. I mean, he was there with Brett. And Barry Lunny was one of Arkansas's crazy quarterbacks back in the day. Barry Lunny.
I really like this one, Joe. This I don't see any way they're winning six games. Who are they beating?
Well, Carver, hang on. They Kansas, Nebraska, Penn State, right? Michigan, Oregon, at Rutgers. You want to give them all six of those losses. They could beat Eastern. They could beat Central Michigan. They could beat Purdue. They could beat Minnesota. They could beat Miss State. And they could be 6-6, right on the number.
I don't think so.
That's the best scenario.
They won't win all those games. There's no way.
So then sell them, hot shot.
I'm selling them. Under 5.5. My first one that I'm putting on the board here. I'm starring this one.
How much
Illinois
is that?
Under
is that
five
plus
and a half.
Money?
No, it's minus 128.
See,
we'll have to find a homer with that the next couple days. We'll put it with a homer.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Something juicy. We talked about it. That's it. We talked about it.
Why are you upset? We're doing the college win totals, and you're already upset. I'm not upset.
I said under.
So we agree.
Shocking.
All right. Let's,
where are you going next?
Let's load up Fickell here.
Okay.
Let's get Fickell loaded up. Wisconsin.
Let me see. 6.5.
We kind of glanced at it the other day.
The under's got the juice.
Plus 118 to the under.
No, I got minus one. I was looking at Washington. Okay. My bad. I was looking at Washington.
Okay.
Had the wrong tab open. I'll tell you what. I'm selling. I don't think Washington gets the 5 wins. You want to give me minus 132? That'll be on my card. But God,
we'll do them next. We'll do them next. We'll start because we're going to break here in a second. We'll come back with Wisconsin and Washington, Joe. We'll do those next two. Since you're all in on going after fish. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. He's a leap on the bar. All right. So I got you up next, Joe. Wisconsin and Luke Fickell, who we talked about a little bit when we played a clip of him a few weeks ago over at the Big Ten Media Week when Luke was out there. And I was looking at the schedule then, I think, and I said, man, this is going to be a tough fall for Luke this year. It is 6.5, minus 144 to the over, plus 118 to the under. They open with what should be some wins, you would think. Western Michigan and South Dakota at home. They have Alabama at home. They're at USC, Purdue, at Rutgers, at Northwestern, Penn State, at Iowa, home Oregon, at Nebraska, home Minnesota.
And what's their total? 6.5, right?
6.5.
I think I'm going to go over with the plus money. I have them for 7 wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm giving them Western Michigan and South Dakota. I'm giving them Purdue, Rutgers, Northwestern, Iowa, and Minnesota. Everything else is gravy.
I have at least two of those that you just did. I can't quote unquote give them. I cannot give them those.
Well, I mean that's what I'm. I mean, if you're looking, do they have a clear path? I think they do. Now Tyler Van Dyke is a complete deer in the headlights, and I said it to you. How's he going to throw diamonds in Madison in November when he couldn't throw them in 90-degree weather in South Beach? But you know, look. It's the second year for Fickell. Everybody thought he was going to make a splash last year. He didn't. And you know what? People are off him now. I'm willing to take a shot over the number.
Yeah, I'll go after you. I'm going to take the under at plus money. I'll go after you. I think they can lose a couple of these games you just mentioned. They'll lose at Iowa. They can lose to Minnesota. They can lose at Rutgers. They can lose some of these games. I don't trust them. Not with that hack quarterback. They could go 6-6. This is 6-6.
That's what they were last
game.
Year. Another guy. You want to talk about missing his window?
Nah.
Right?
It's true, Joe. You say it all the time.
You know, I mean, it's minus 144. I don't love it. It's not one of my best bets, but I'm willing to take the over there.
I like the Illinois under more. Like, that would be my, of the, and you know me, I usually will play, when we do all these conferences, I'll take the two or three I like the most.
Right.
And I'll put them immediately on the board. Yep. Illinois is on the board for me right now.
Well, that's one, and the next one I think we're going to cover is Washington.
So, let's do Washington here. They're 6.5 also, but you flip it. It's plus 104 to the over, and it's minus 132 to the under. Now, same deal here, Joe. Two winnable games to start at home, Weber State and Eastern Michigan. Apple Cup keeps going. They're in Seattle against the Cougars. And then they open their first ever Big Ten schedule. Home Northwestern, at Rutgers, Michigan, at Iowa, at Indiana, USC, at Penn State, home UCLA, at Oregon.
Man, I don't think they get 5 wins. Here's the thing, and I can't stand Will Rogers. I think he's completely inconsistent. Now, maybe he's rejuvenated. Maybe part of that was, you know, in terms of the offensive scheme last year with Miss State. But I've seen him way too many games just be like a deer in the headlights, stare down the defense. And here's the thing. Rutgers is blue collar. Michigan is blue collar. Iowa is blue collar. There's 3 losses right from the get-go. You would have to believe that give Lincoln and Miller Moss the edge over Will Rogers, USC, at Penn State, at Oregon. Ugh, train wreck. They'd be happy to win 4 games. So I know it's negative in terms of minus money, but I'm taking it under.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Getting closer to college football. Win total season here on CNL. Anything going on there in Foxborough, Joe?
No. 13-6. Dead under.
All right. Okay. 2-2, Rangers and Twins. They're going to the 6th in that game as well. Bottom 6, wherever they are. Maybe they're going to the top of the 6th. All right. So here's the last thing I'll say about Washington, Joe, before I move on. And I did this with you last year with the Big 12 teams. I'm really not looking to back any of these teams in new conferences this year, unless they're so over the top talented like Oregon that they can overcome some of the challenges that being in a new league present themselves. With Washington basically bringing back, and remember we played the Jed Fish, what do you say, like 21 of 22 starters are new or something like that? So
exactly.
a situation like that, new coach, new team, new conference, that to me smells like a problem in the first year.
Okay.
So I'm with you with the under for 6.5.
Okay.
With Washington.
That's one of my better ones, by the way.
Okay. So far, leader for me is Illinois under. Leader for you is Washington under of the Big Ten ones that we've done so far.
Right.
Let me go back, mix it up here. Indiana.
Your boy.
5.5.
Cignetti.
I love this guy. You talk about personality. I mean, Indiana hasn't had any in a long time. Home for FIU, home for Western Illinois. Well, God, he better start 2-0, Joe.
Nah, with those Carver, two. Indiana has shown they somehow lose these games. You know that as well as anybody.
If they lose those games, he should. If they lose one of those games, he needs to go back to James Madison. Okay.
All right, Carver said it.
I'm saying it now. They should fire him if he loses one of those first two games.
They do get Curtis Rourke from Ohio, dual threat quarterback, one of the better quarterbacks in the MAC. Maction.
They're at UCLA after that. Now,
they could beat them.
They could. I was going to say, do you feel UCLA is just going to be the worst? They're awful, right?
Yeah, I mean,
they're
going to have to say that based off the press conference. It's still they still got Ethan.
Nah, forget the press conference. They got no talent.
They got Garbers at quarterback.
He stinks.
He's better than. Come on, he's good. He's not bad.
Can't say he's better than this kid. You just told me the best quarterback in the MAC, lots of experience.
That's the MAC. I mean, come on. Ethan Garbers isn't bad.
Either way, Joe.
He's not bad. He's not like some has been, like, you know, he's not going to light it up like Caleb Williams and stuff like that, but he can get you some points. That's not a gimme for Indiana.
No, it is not.
Charlotte should be a gimme.
Charlotte should be as well. So
Michigan State should be a gimme.
I remember, though, that's Bo, what's his name? Biff Pogi. Be careful with Biff. Biff Pogi. Home from Maryland.
MJ Morris. Big MJ Morris.
At Northwestern. Home that's Nebraska. Home Washington. At Michigan State.
Right,
home Michigan.
Second.
I'm just
wait
giving you the whole thing. At Ohio State. Home Purdue.
So they could beat Washington because we just talked Washington's.
I said it's, I think it's going to be. I think anytime Washington heads out on the road in the Big Ten this year and they head east, they're going to have a problem.
They could beat Michigan State. I mean,
yes,
even though Jonathan Smith. All right, and they could beat Purdue.
I think this is an over.
One, me too. Two,
and let's also sprinkle in Joe.
Four.
Whether you like this guy or not. When he shows up at places,
yeah,
he turns them around fairly quickly.
All right, so I have him at seven, and I got them winning the first two, FIU and Western, them beating your boy Biff at home. There's three. I'm not sold on Lloyd Braun in Northwestern. Okay, David Braun. Okay.
Lloyd Braun. I could show. Come on. Lloyd
okay.
Braun.
I can't. Showing my age. Ding!
Another,
there's a sale!
Ding! Another one for Braun! Mark it on the board!
There's a sale! Give me it, Braun! All right. Well, anyway, the fact that they're going to have 5,000 fans in
Serenity now. Insanity later.
The fact that they're going to have 5,000 fans for a college game in a Big Ten, I can't get over that. I still can't get over. And they say it holds 15. I'll believe it when I see it. So here, FIU, Western, Charlotte, Northwestern, Washington, Miss State, Purdue. Because Hudson Card's another gutless quarterback. He's a complete money burn. Get up the field. Can we get 13-13? Still fighting. I'm still fighting. Can I get two garbage touchdowns? Take me to overtime. 20 up. Can I get 20 up? Somehow, some way.
All right. I'm on the over for Indiana, Joe.
All right. Well, is that plus money or no? That's
no, it's actually not.
Minus?
It's minus 138.
Yeah, I have to be honest. The Big Ten numbers are priced pretty good.
I think they can get to six. I think they can get to the bowl game.
I think so, too. So I'll take it with you.
Okay.
We're in lock, stock, and barrel here.
I think the only one we're opposite on is Wisconsin so far.
Right. I took the over. You took the under.
All right,
God.
All right, since we brought them up, let's do UCLA. It's 4.5.
All right, I got to look at their schedule. Hang on.
It's tough. At Hawaii.
They could lose that game. Timmy Chang, don't start. They could lose that game. That's not a gimme. They could start. They could go. They could start 0-4, 0-5. They could start 0-5. Oh, they're down to. Get in there, kid. Get in there. There's 5 minutes left, Carver. We can see 20 up. I have them starting potentially 0-5. At the best, 1-4. Because I think they're going to lose that Hawaii game.
This is, Joe, this is dead under.
No doubt about it.
This just passed Illinois as the no doubt about it top of the board for me. Under 4.5 UCLA.
And they're getting plus 118. Plus money.
Yeah, they're not winning 5 games. Where's the 5 wins here?
Get in there! Get dive! Oh, the kid gets skinned. You know, you gotta want it, kid. You gotta want it. Carver, no doubt about it. This is 4.5 for plus 118. I mean, come on.
You're in this with me?
I'm in it, yeah. And I'll tell you, can we take that crosstown rivals while we're at it, USC?
All right, we'll do those two.
That's another one of my best bets.
That's a 7.5.
I'm willing to take it. It's minus 105. I think this is the year they go 8-4, 9-3.
You're back in Lincoln? You're gonna back Lincoln?
I am.
Now they're gonna lose the first game.
I'm not touching that game. But you look.
Well, for the purpose of this, that's a loss.
They're 8.5-point dogs against Michigan. I love them in that game already.
At the big house, huh?
At the big house.
Did you see that on the GOTY? You looking at that on the GOTY page?
Plus 8.5.
All right. Let me see what I got here. I haven't looked at the USC schedule yet. Let's see.
Got it.
That's a loss. That's a win. I'll figure it out during the break, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. A little quiet night with the baseball. Only one preseason game, which I heard you get excited. Is there like something happening in that game, Joe? You get some points?
What? 14-13 now. 3:44 left. 21 up at fourth quarter. We go to OT, baby. 21.
I don't think they do that anymore, Joe. I don't think they play overtime in the preseason.
Well, maybe we can get 21 up. I mean, 21 up, I still get the over. I have 40.5 and 43.5. No.
All right, then root it in. I hope it happens.
They don't do OT, huh? Look at Milton.
I don't know that, but I who knows? I know they should.
Right, go back to USC. That's
yes, I'm looking at this for the first time. All right, that's a loss. And USC, by the way, for everybody who's just tuning in, 7.5 for them, minus 105 to the over, minus 115 to the under. LSU neutral site in Vegas, they're going to get smashed. 0-1. Utah State at home, that's a win. At Michigan, Joe sounds like he thinks they can win that game.
Oh, I like Michigan. Them with the points. They can cover, so yeah.
That's a toss-up. It's definitely not a game, Joe, where we can sit here and go, that's a win. I don't think we can do that. Home Wisconsin, I think they'll win. At Minnesota, home Penn State, at Maryland, Rutgers at Washington, Nebraska at UCLA, home Notre Dame.
I like them over. It's one of my better ones.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think there's 6 that I feel good about. Could I see 2 more? Maybe.
I like them. Them and
Washington. I'm not as confident as you. I'm not as confident.
Okay, well, I am. Minus 105, put it down. That's one of my best ones.
Let me ask you this. You think, and I'm sure you have this down as a win, and I'm sure that they should beat this team. You don't think that a noon East 9 local for them kick in College Park, Maryland on a Saturday in the middle of October is going to be a little bit of a problem?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you're not worried at all about these teams going and playing in the middle of their season,
but I'm worried
that kind
about
of kick.
Them against Penn State.
Now, that game, technically, that game's not necessarily at noon yet, Joe, but that's one of those games that they have on the timesheet. Noon, 3:30, 7:30, like it could be at noon.
Right. Okay. No, the games I'm worried about.
Will you look to fade any of these West Coast teams now that are on the East Coast playing? You know, like I'm talking about these four teams, Cal, Stanford, you know, when they go and play a noon East kick in the middle of October and November, yes, in the middle of their schedule, yes, that's going to be a problem for them.
Yeah, of course, especially in Death Valley, Clemson, and, you know.
I think it'd be a problem anywhere.
Oh, I agree with you. So let's see how okay, they play it, though. I mean, okay, we're going to figure it out. That's another thing, too, that I think from the gambling perspective we have to take into account. How do some of these coaches adjust from the logistics?
Again, you think USC will be favored at Maryland that day?
Yeah. Well, it all depends. I mean,
I might take the points with Maryland that day.
Okay, step up with MJ Morris. All right? Step up with Loxley.
Okay, Loxley at home. And remember, Loxley at home in October. Usually good. But November's when he folds.
All right. So then you have it all figured out. That's it, Einstein. That's it. You're good.
College, let's go to them, Joe. Let me get Loxley up here. What do we got for Loxley?
Get up, Loxley.
Now, unfortunately, after 9 years of Tulia, they don't have him anymore. I got nine good years out of Tulia.
He's in the CFL, by the way. I haven't followed.
Did he? He caught on, huh?
He caught on, yeah. I don't know if he's starting, but he's in the CFL. I think he actually is starting, to be honest with you.
Good for him. So first year, Loxley's not going to have Tulia. Home for UConn. Oh, by the way, six and a half plus 116 to the over.
Yeah.
Minus 142 to the
under. Don't give them that UConn game. That's Mora. Don't give them that.
Yeah, I mean.
Here we go. Automatic.
They're not going to lose. They're not going to lose at home to UConn.
Oh, okay. He's got it all figured out. The
home Michigan State is a win.
I'm the encyclopedia.
At Virginia is a win. Villanova's a win. At Indiana is questionable. Home Northwestern is going to be a win. You know, this is a very manageable beginning, Joe.
That's it.
For them.
You said it. It's the written word. That's it.
No, I'm saying that you don't think that's manageable first five or six games?
Yes. Well, I think at Indiana is going to be difficult. I think Michigan State always plays them well. So again, that's
this is a typical Michigan schedule. I mean, a typical Maryland season.
It is. But
what are they going to do, Joe? 6-1 and then finish 6-6?
No, I'm going to tell you what I have them at right now. I have them at. Because I'm not sold on MJ Morris. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 5-7.
I mean, look, I don't think they win any of these last. 1, 2, 3. Definitely 3 out of 4. I mean, I was just talking to you about that USC game in the middle of October. You know, they could catch them depending on when they schedule that game. Rutgers at home. I mean, Rutgers could beat them.
You're Rutgers higher. That's keep chopping. That's your guy.
Well,
my two best ones, I'm going to say it again. Under Washington, 5.5 wins, and USC over the 7.5. You're getting minus 105 with USC and minus 132.
Now, Maryland, by the way, is an absolute no play for me. I think it's an under, though. I would lean under.
Is the, you know, I didn't look. Is the under to the juice?
Minus 142 to the under.
Can we alt it?
They do have X plus wins, right? I mean, you could. What do you want to alt? Oh, you can't. You could do exact wins.
What's four?
Exact wins. Hold on. Let's see if I can do this before we go to break. They only have it for certain teams, Joe. They don't have it for Maryland. Only for the big teams. Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Carver and Lisi with you. All right, Joe. So we got a lot done. We'll finish the Big Ten tomorrow and maybe even start another conference. We got a few teams we didn't do. So we will get the rest of those. I guess, Joe, we didn't get to Iowa, Michigan State, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Penn State, Purdue, and Rutgers, I think, right? We didn't get to any of them.
Through those tomorrow, though.
Yeah, well, look, like I said, you got to remember, Joe, you know, there's 30 teams in the conference now, so it's hard to, you know, you got to, it's hard to get through them all.
And we won't spend that much time on the big ones because we're going to have all season to this, you know, like we did with Oregon and Ohio State.
Well, I just, you know how I feel, Joe. I don't like, maybe it's just me, I'm sorry, I'm going to put myself ahead of the line. I don't like playing 10 and a half. Like, I just, like.
See, I like it for, like, I like it because, like, you have downside, like, meaning. If one of these teams loses early, you have the whole season for them to slip up.
If I'm going to play a team to go over 10 and a half wins, I'm going to play them like to win the national championship or win the conference or something. Like, I don't need to play them over 10 and a half wins if I think they're that good.
I like the unders on them. That's all.
Okay, that's fine. But you know, I get more worked up. I actually get more worked up for like the 5 and the 6 and a half ones. I think those are the funnest because I feel like. Those are the teams that you really have a lot of fun with every week because you're not normally watching them, right? Like, suddenly you're interested in all the Maryland and the Illinois and all these games, which you previously weren't going to be. So that's why I like those 5 to 7 and a halfs. I think that those are fun.
Yeah, they are fun. And that's why I like USC. They're going to be in a number of different big games. You know, and I'll just say this about Lincoln Riley. This is the cheapest number you've gotten on him in regards to national championship odds. I don't think they're going to make, you know, obviously not win a national championship.
Where are they make the playoff?
They're I believe they're 8-1.
I got it here.
Hold I think on. They're 8-1.
They are plus 470.
All right. They're
to make the playoff. That's just
it.
To get in. That's
and
it.
They're 28-1 to win the Natty, right?
They are
30.
Moncho. They are 100.
Then what did I see? The Big Ten number's 28. Then it's got to be. I know I saw 28.
Let's see if we can finally
23
get you on
to
the 1 board here. 20-1 for the Big Ten.
Yeah,
20 to
so
1.
That's down. So that they were at 23 at the start.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I mean, you've never gotten Lincoln Riley with those numbers in terms of USC yet. And I understand it's a transition from the Pac-12
yes.
to the Big Ten, but 20-1 is not bad.
It's not. I won't be on it. Here's quickly, a lot of baseball on Friday night. A lot of baseball. Actually, there's a day game at Chicago. Look at this, Joe. This is a businessman special up your alley.
It's the Blue Jays.
Hendrickson Rodriguez and a 10.5 gas can central on Friday afternoon. Let's go, baby.
Until I take them.
Wind blowing out. We get the wind blowing out on Friday. Let's go.
Should we take that? Should we take?
Oh, it'll be tater time for me. I'll be.
Yeah.
I love going after Hendricks. A big bad Vlad's cash for me a lot this week. So we'll have to get him back in the mix on a Friday afternoon. You know what I'll do, Joe? I'll put it with USC to make the college football playoff.
Carver, I can't do it. It's the Cubs.
Okay.
I said I'm never betting the Cubs again.
All right. Corbin and Nola, Nats and Phillies is a flat 9. Cole for the Yankees against the Tigers, a flat 8 in Detroit. Royals, Reds is a 9.5. Joe,
like Lorenzen that
and Martinez.
That's one of my
that's
best.
A good
that could
one.
Be a crypto play for Friday night.
7.5, Arizona and Tampa. Boston and
sure.
Baltimore, an 8.5 off of a dead under on Thursday night. Oh, this Munoz is going for the Marlins on Friday. 8.5. We love going after him. Mania's pitching for the Mets.
How about Mikolas?
Oh, yeah. 9.5. Dodgers, Cardinals. Up, up, up and away.
Mikolas. And let's take the over in the Rockies. The Padres.
Man, they got the Padres
them.
In town. Flat 11.
Here's the crypto plays. Over Kansas City, over San Diego, over L.A. Dodgers.
Wow, you got it. You heard it, Joe. Good job. I'll see you tomorrow, Joe. Good job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.